Hello everybody, I'm just doing this video really quick. This is for Canadians. We have problems. The banks are already sending out notices for this digital ID. Have a look at this.
So good morning. I don't know if anybody has seen these new TD access agreements and digital banking agreements. So they go into effect April 24th. I've printed them off. A lot of people are saying, oh, it's a scam. I've called the bank twice. It's not a scam. This is legit shit. Has anybody taken a look at it? Because my rabbit hole down the tunnel kind of brain is, yeah, this shit ain't cool. So on page 4... it says we can add or remove services from time to time. We can change what you can do with your card, credentials, or PIN, or how you can use them at any time. We don't have to give you any notice. So it goes on to say that they can change your limits. We can change the type of transactions your card can do from time to time. We don't have to give you notice. It says it repeatedly. I tried talking to them last night and I got hung up on. So I'm just curious, has anybody else looked into this? It says here, we may change the limits at any time without notice to you unless required by law. Now, if you don't agree with these new terms in the access and digital banking agreement, legally, they say, your bank account needs to be closed. The other thing that I find is interesting is I got an email notification about this, and you have to log in on the website, not on your app, to read these messages. On page 17... it says here that they will not use online platforms, telephone, email, text message, or other electric delivery method. We won't use those methods when the law requires us to communicate with you in any other way. So I don't understand this, because if legally I can't have my bank accounts open, but if I decline this agreement, how come legally I should be getting something in paper, right? Has anybody looked into this? Have you guys read it? Because this is some sketchy banking for sure. If you've changed banks, let me know, like, what are the options here? I'd be really interested to know. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Now, here's another lady here who's got the same problem.
So I'm pretty upset. I'm about to tell you why. I just got off the phone with TD Bank, and they're telling me that they want to go fully digital. So I asked them, what does that mean? Well, the call agent didn't know. So I escalated it to a supervisor, and the supervisor didn't know. So I escalated it to a manager. Guess what? The manager didn't know what that meant. They just know that they're going to go fully digital, and they don't know what it entails. But what they could tell me was my non-consent, meant that I would lose my access card, which is my debit card, and my ability to do any sort of online banking. I asked him, what am I consenting to? And he said that they're still trying to discern and sort of translate what it is that they were handed, and they don't even know what it means. But again, but by me not complying, I mean, not consenting, I would lose my access card and my ability to do online banking and possibly other TD services. So, of course, I told them I don't fucking consent. So we'll see what they do. Are they going to stop me from being able to access my money? How do you go shopping without an access card or anything like that? I mean, for now, I can use cash until what? They decide to go cashless, of course. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to shut down all my services with the WEF Bank, I mean with the TD Bank, and I'm going to move it to a private credit union, and I'll do business there. But I'm going to sit down with the manager there and ask them some particular questions. I know that eventually, probably every bank in Canada will do the same thing. But for now, I can vote with my dollar. And I refuse to consent or comply with something I don't even know. I did it before for 3 long years, and they tried taking things from me. Do you remember my job, my ability to travel? That doesn't fucking mean a thing. I would rather die free and go without than consent to a system that they can't even tell you what you're consenting to. So how about we do this smart this time and actually think about what it is that they're trying to get you to consent to before freaking out and just complying out of convenience or fear. How about we try that? Because if enough people don't consent and comply with these new digital systems, they won't be able to run them.
Okay, so those ladies are definitely right. If we don't sign on, then they're going to have a hard time making this happen. So we had a hope to God that most of the population tells them to go pound salt. That's what we all need to do. Refuse it. Tell them pound salt, because if there's millions and millions of accounts that they have to freeze, they're going to be losing a lot of money. So they can't do that. They can't make it happen. They're going to have to give extensions and until they can work things out. So basically, listen to this Pierre Polyev piece of crap.
Beyond that, the government, now that they've failed to do their singular job of keeping inflation low, they propose to give themselves even more power. The central bank is now promoting a possible proposal to bring in a digital currency controlled by the government. Now, let's start off by asking, what's new? We all know that Canadians have digital money already. It's called a bank account. We have debit cards, credit cards, PayPal, email transfers, and plenty of other ways that people can transact the Canadian dollar digitally without the Bank of Canada controlling it. So what's the difference that this new digital currency by the central bank would bring? The answer, of course, is that it would be deposited in a government bank account. A central bank digital currency would mean that Canadians would have their money deposited with the government rather than with a private financial institution, and that the central bank would then be in direct competition with commercial banks. Of course, this would bring no new benefit to consumers. We already have all of the technological benefits of electronic transfers of cash today. But it would bring plenty of new risks. By the admission of the central bank itself in one of its policy papers on the subject, this policy could lead to a bank run. A bank run is when people move their money out of an individual bank en masse, destabilizing that bank and causing financial panic. And that could happen if people were incentivized to move their money into a government bank account because of promises of state-subsidized interest payments or other artificial advantages. Furthermore, the government controls your bank account. It can surveil what you're doing, what you're spending, and potentially abuse your civil liberties. And we saw this just several months ago when the Prime Minister invoked the Emergencies Act and in order to freeze the bank accounts of his political opponents. Imagine the extra power that he would have over people's financial lives if their deposits were in the possession of a central bank. Furthermore, the central bank would have an unfair competitive position because it can artificially create cash out of thin air, something that commercial banks could not match. That means that it could effectively force Canadians to move their money over in order to get state-subsidized interest payments, all of which would lead to far more inflation. We've seen what happens when government has too much control of our money. Runaway inflation. We're paying for it today. The last thing we need is to give government and politicians more control of our money after they have failed so disastrously over the last 7 years. So, a Polyev government will ban a central bank digital currency and allow Canadians to have the economic and financial liberty that they deserve. I'm running for Prime Minister to give Canadians back control of their lives by making Canada the freest nation on earth. That means tackling inflation, making life affordable, protecting the purchasing power of your paycheck and your money. It also means taking control of money away from bankers and politicians and giving it back to the people. And that is exactly what a polyev government will do. Thank you very much.
Okay, so what he's telling you is impossible, because by the time he ever gets into office, the shit's already going to be installed and going. And all he's going to say is, well, I'm going to have to repeal it. It'll take a couple of years to repeal it. It'll never get done. It'll never happen. And they'll just keep on that system. We got to refuse to use it. Do not let this man con you into believing that he's going to make any change, because he's not. He's a puppet. He's just like Trudeau. He's a puppet. They have other problems as well, but that's what the banks get that notice out there to anyone who's banking with the Canadian banking system, i.e., you know, like RBC, TD, Scotia, CIBC, all these different banks. They're all connecting now with the digital ID and sending contracts out and basically telling people, sign on or you're screwed. That's not a good thing. We can't allow that. We have to fight back. So get the word out there, and I'll have more information for you soon.